listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. Cost of living pressures are dominating the election campaign yet again with the latest wage data just released by the ABS. Our wages have gone up 2.4% over the past year, which is less than half the rate of inflation. It comes as the Fair Work Commission holds its final hearing today on whether to lift the minimum wage before making a decision next month. The ACTU's Sally McManus says unions want a 5.5% increase.
It's about $1 an hour for the lowest paid workers. Lowest paid workers are on, you know, just over $700 a week, you know, something you actually can't even live on in our country.
But the PM says any change needs to be carefully considered.
Well, wages are going up. Inflation is the challenge. Now, I want to see wages go up, but how that's set has to be done carefully by the Fair Work Commission. Otherwise, all you end up doing is pushing interest rates up even higher.
Aircraft delivery and regulator delays are forcing Bonzer to push back its takeoff date. The budget carrier was supposed to start flying in June, but will now do so in September. Coles has announced it'll offer paid gender affirmation leave. That'll cover workers who are undergoing the process of transitioning, with 10 days available to those who need it. And overseas, US Congress has held its first open hearings on UFOs in more than 50 years. Top Pentagon officials saying there's now 400 reports of unidentified aerial phenomena in their database.
Listener.